Topic of Mashiach ben Yosef and Goyg u'Mogeg is a pretty controversial issue, starting from the fact that maybe it's not going to happen. So in the Torah of the Rebbe, we don't find it a lot. So I went today to the computer and I googled Mashiach ben Yosef to see what comes up. And there's interesting things. You have a lot of missionary sites. You have other Jewish sites. And I came across a Chabad forum that was discussing Mashiach ben Yosef. And in case you hear these things, so you just know a little bit the way to look at it. There were people discussing, and they were trying to be meramid, trying to figure out the Rebbe's shita when it comes to Mashiach ben Yosef. And what they basically wrote is that the Rebbe's shita is that Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David are the same person. It's only two stages in the revelation of Mashiach. There's the first stage of Mashiach ben Yosef, and then he turns into Mashiach ben David. Now, I just want to, if you hear this, and people, you may end up hearing about these type of things, I want to share with you a little bit where this is coming from. I don't think it's correct. There is a letter of the Rebbe Ashab, where the Rebbe Ashab discusses the difference that Chazal say sometimes the day that Yoim ben David ba, the son of David is coming, and Mashiach ben David, and then sometimes he's called B'Shem David. Difference between ben David and David. And that Itake explains the difference in Shlovim in the Isgalos of Mashiach. First Mashiach is called ben David, and then Mashiach reaches the level of David Avdi Nosi Lehem La'ilam, he reaches the level of David himself. Ben David is obviously a lower level, it's like a son of David, it's not the level of David himself, and then you finally reach the level of David, that's the Shleimus of Gilui. It's a famous letter of the Rebbe Rashab, where he was writing against the whole Zionist movement about Mashiach's coming. It's a printed in Igdus Kodesh of the Rebbe Rashab, from the mistaken Chelek Aleph. But, so therefore there are those that want to learn from this, that Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, it's the same person with different shlovim. And they're trying to bring all different types of Mekoidus. The Mekoidus that are brought are not very strong. And therefore, from the Psukim, it's mashma clear that they are two different people. In Chassidus, it does explain that they represent two different inyonim. And when Mashiach comes, v'hayu l'achodim b'yadecha, that it's going to be one. But that's not taking away from the simple pshat that there is two separate people, Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef. The only shaila is, like we explained in the previous year, if according to the Rambam, there has to be Mashiach ben Yosef at all. That Mashiach can come without Mashiach ben Yosef coming. But if there's going to be a Mashiach ben Yosef, it's very shver to say that that means a shlav in the Isgalos of Mashiach ben David. That it's the same person that has two different stages in his revelation. It is true that Mashiach has stages. We explained that there's the stage of Cheskas Mashiach, the stage of Roi Elias Mashiach, the stage of Isgalos of the Eibishter to him, the stage of Ascholas Pulesov of Mashiach, the stage of the final taking Yidden out of Golos, all the different stages of the Isgalos of Mashiach. That is true. But that does not mean that the Mashiach ben Yosef that Chazal speak about and the Psukim speak about that he's going to be killed and all these different things which are associated with Mashiach ben Yosef, that doesn't mean that this has anything to do that it's one person and it's just two stages in the Isgalos. So therefore, the simple, straight way to learn is still that there are two separate people. There's Mashiach ben Yosef, and there is Mashiach ben David.